Have you ever heard anybody talk about paling or picket fence?
Yes, sir. My home, every bit of it, around my home down there where I was raised, every bit of it was picket fence.
What did it look like?
Well, it was just a one-inch stub, but it would be about 2 inches wide, the picket wood. And you'd put your poles down, you had to put a rail around it to nail your pickets too. And it was a pretty fence. They made them different designs on the top, you know, where it was pretty. And then they'd paint it, maybe a whitewash it.
Yes, let's see, I'll ask you just a couple more questions about your family and so forth. Did your mother work any besides just there at the farm?
My mother was a seamstress. She was there were a lot of people in here around in this section, you know, at that time even. And my mother was a seamstress, and she made anything clothes. I mean, she could make one of the prettiest tailor-made suits that you ever put on. And a lot of men would come and get her, buy the cloth, you know, and come get her to make her a suit. And she had, we still got the machine. The name of it was a new home. I went to sleep a million night listening to that thing rattle. Her sewing at night, her just working around the place today, and she'd sew at night. Just keep right on. I woke up in the morning, that thing's still going. I don't know where she went all night, but she did that, and we just worked at whatever we could get to do.
Not many women can sew well nowadays, not younger. My wife, though, she makes a lot of my clothes, makes shirts and so forth.
My wife can just do anything in the country. I tell you, you look at her, you wouldn't think. But she does a lot of crochet work and knit. Well, before my daughter married and left home when she was just growing up, well, she would get different colored thread, you know, yarn and knit. We'd just see somebody with a sweater on, go to the Sears Roebuck bookstore or any of these stores and see one like she wanted. She'd come home and with the thread and tomorrow she'd have a sweater like it. And if they decided they didn't like the looks of it, they'd rip it out and make it on another pattern.
Oh.
They'd rip the thing out. Man, it wouldn't take her no time. She'd have one made. She'd sew and make all kinds of stuff. Of course, she don't work for a living on this old, around this old bus.
Yes. Oh, let's see. How old is your wife?
She was born April the 12th in 1920. That would be 57. Mm-hmm. Would that be 57 years?
Thanks, yes. Yeah.
She's 57 or 58. I'd have to look at the ages.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with them at all.
And, she from around here too?
No, sir, she's not from right around here. She come from down in South Florida, down out from in the farming belt out, kind of in the middle of the state between Tampa and Jacksonville, back out in there. That's where she come from. Here, as she moved, they come here at, I'd be 36 or 37.
They've been here for a good while.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did she go to school and all down there too?
Yes, sir. She finished high school here. And down there at this brick school we got down here, see. It was new then, but she didn't go to school in it. They had high school here, started having high school here in 35, 34, somewhere along in there, and they just in a smaller building that they had down there, school out. But she finished high school right here.